You are pulling up at 2309 First Street in Central City, about a 15-minute drive from the French Quarter. A modest wood frame house set close to the street, weathered paint. The address is 29.9332 North, 90.0863 West. There is a small plaque on the front. It tells you Charles Buddy Bolden lived here from approximately 1887 to 1907. The version of New Orleans jazz the postcard sell you starts with Louis Armstrong on a Storyville Street corner. The version underneath starts on this porch with a black cornet player named Charles Bolden, born in this city on September 6, 1877, who put together what most jazz historians now name as the first jazz band, played it loud enough to be heard across two parks on summer nights between roughly 1898 and 1906, and lost his mind before anyone thought to record him. Not a single recording of Buddy Bolden's playing exists. Some of the players who knew him insisted, into the 1950s, that a wax cylinder had once been cut at a New Orleans phonograph parlor. The cylinder, if it ever existed, has not surfaced. What we have of Bolden is the testimony of the men who heard him. He played louder than anyone in New Orleans, accounts of his cornet being audible from Lincoln Park to Johnson Park on a still night across Carrollton Avenue. He improvised. He would take a written tune and bend the line, drag notes, push them ahead of the beat in a way that the brass band repertoire of the 1890s did not yet have a name for. He played for black dancers in the back of town halls, not for the Storyville white tourist trade. He was 28 years old in 1906. He was unraveling. On the morning of March 27, 1906, in this house, Bolden struck his mother-in-law on the head with a water pitcher. He was, by his own statements to police, convinced she was trying to poison him. By the spring of 1907, his common-law wife signed papers. On June 1st, the Orleans Parish Court formally adjudicated him insane. On June 5th, he was transferred to the asylum at Jackson, 65 miles north. He never came back. He spent 24 years there and died on November 4th, 1931. The diagnosis on his record was dementia praecox. The cornet was set down in this house and never picked up again. He was shipped back to New Orleans for indigent burial. He is somewhere in Holt Cemetery, the city's pauper field. The grave was not marked. A monument was placed near him in 1996 by private donors, 65 years after his death. It marks an approximate area. He is within 15 or 20 feet of that stone. Louis Armstrong was a 5-year-old boy a few blocks from this porch when Bolden was committed. Jelly Roll Morton was 19. Sidney Bechet was 10. They all heard him play when they were children. They all said, decades later, on the recordings they did make, that he was the loudest and the best and the original. The man who started this is the man this city has the least of.